Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Admor Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Mulbrian Deleia, Bracha Batzlach Vachamase Yadav, and for Bari Ben Yamin and Sarah Machley should have Bracha Batzlacha and everything, and for Chaya Viva Bashendel Miriam, Bracha Batzlacha Vachol Maase Yadav. Ilana Simon Bas Miriam, Baruch HaVatzlach V'chomase Adea, Zivug Hagun V'meheira. We're in the middle of our Mamar on Shovavim. This is the 8th Maimer of Shovavim. We're going above Teva now. The 8th Maimer of Shovavim. This is from the Sefer Sharei Gedula. Excellent Sefer on being Misgaber on the Yetzer. And that's what Shovavim is all about. And like I mentioned in the previous year, it doesn't have to be from Shmos Tol Mishpatim to work on the Inyanim of Kedusha. It's an all year long job. And every day we have a mitzvah twice a day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is how we leave Egypt. So this is page Kuf Beis. In a number of places, the Torah says that the beginning of the Yetzer Hara is aroused when there's external beauty. Vatera isha ki tove etz lamachol v'chisavu huleinayim. Oh, it looked beautiful, that tree. Vayhi Yosef yufei tor v'yufei mare. Vayhi achar dvarim ele batisa eisha sadonov. Yosef was beautiful. The Sforno says, she looked at Yosef, Eishas Potiphar, and she said, what a handsome man. So it's the Yofi, a person sees Yofi for that. I don't know if we need the Chumash. I think it's something that most of us have experienced quite many times. But that's the Tchilas HaSaurus HaYetzer, is Yofi. And therefore the Torah says, V'lo sesura achrei levavchem achrei neichem, Rashi says, Ayin roa v'lev chomeid, v'aguf osas havei, refers to the heart, the eye sees, the heart desires. And then the body does the aveira. So, if the person starts with the eye and he protects the eye, then he's not going to do the Avera. Ain Yetzirah Sholot El Mashain of Rose. The Yetzirah only starts up when a person can see. The Gemara says in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Ve'ilecha Tshukaso, Ve'ata Timshal Bo. And to you, to your Yetzihara, your chuk is going to be, your desires are going to be to your Yetzihara, and you're going to be Moshe. Amar Vami, Ein Yetzihara, Mechalif, Bitzdadel, Emsa Platya, the Yetzihara doesn't walk on the side of the street, it walks right in the middle. And when Imroa, the Mashmesh Beino, Misakin Besairo, Misla Bakevo, sees a person, he's trying to make his eyes beautiful, and his hair, and he's walking in a very chashuv way. Look at me, look at him, look at him, what's the word when he's, the word stagger? No, the word isn't stagger. But there's a word when somebody's walking like a cool, swagger. I always mix up stagger and swagger, it's a big difference. He's walking with a swagger, yeah, so such a person. Oh, Omer, Hadein Didi, this is mine. The Yetzer gets so excited when he sees this guy. He says, this is, you're mine, dude. So that's the Yetzer Hara. That is the Yetzer Hara. Hadein Didi, I'm going to be osek with this person. So that's the Lechat Shukasa, the Yetzer Hara, the Shukah to the person. We have to be Moshe on the Yetzer. It says in the Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Hamad Beis, Rasha Baladin, Omer Lo, Mibnei Malo, Asakta B'Teira, Omer Lo, Noah Yisi V'Torah B'Yitzri. He says, how come you weren't learning Torah? He says, I'm beautiful. The Rasha comes to Din, and they say, why don't you learn Torah? He says, I was beautiful. I was busy with my Yetzer. There's a lot of things to do in this world if you have a Yetzer. And then they say to him, were you more beautiful than Yosef? Yosef is a very handsome man. He didn't do an Aver. What were you so busy with your Yetzer for? Famous Gemara Amar Rabbi Shimon, Miyamai lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tamei chutz miyadam echad. I never ate the Hashem of a Nazir who became Tamei after a Nazir becomes Tamei, brings a carbon Hashem. I never ate it. I never was sure that somebody was a real sincere Nazir. Until one boy came to me from the south. He was Yafei Naim v'tovaroi. Beautiful eyes. He looked so nice. Kvot sus, kvot sosav, sturos lo taltalim. He had gorgeous hair. And I said, young man, my son, why do you want to destroy your beautiful hair? And the boy says, a famous Gemara, I was a shepherd for my father, and I went to draw water from the well, and I looked at my impression in the water. I saw my mirror image in the water, and Yetzer wanted to jump on top of me and tackle me and rip me apart. Oh, my Yetzer wanted to get me out of this world. I looked so beautiful. I said, you can really get the most out of this world. So I said, Reika, Reika, mibnei matam mizga be'ilam she'ino shalcha. You empty person. What are you mizga in a world that's not yours? In the end, you're going to be rima v'soleya. And then you're going to be worms. So I told my hair, I'm going to just cut them off. I'm just going to... I spoke to my Yetzer Hara, and I said, What are you... I don't know if I told my hair... But I will be Megaleach you. But I told my Yetzer Hara, what are you having gaiva in a world that's not yours? In the end, you're going to be worms. How can you? Who do you think you are, you Yetzer? I got up, says Reb Shimon. I kissed him on his head, and I said, there should be many Nodrei Naziris be Israel like you. You're Gevaldik. So a person looked at his beauty, and all of a sudden, he wanted to do all these Averis. So you have to be careful about beauty. Otsam Einav Meroz Bira, like it says in the Gemara. You have to close your eyes from seeing evil, from seeing Maris Asuros, like the Hasidim say. Ayeh HaKedesha. Where is the Kedesha? Hishebeinayim ala darech. Based on the Pasuk, where is the prostitute? She's on the road. But it can also mean, Ayeh HaKedesha, where is Kedusha? Beinayim ala darech. But the eyes, look at Parashas Lamech Chaf Aleph. It's all in the eyes. A person guards his eyes, he's kadosh, not. Amar Rabbi Abba, Yetzahara Dom Lelistim Shafuf. The Yetzahara is like a weak burglar, a weak robber. He sits at the fork in the road. Yogi Berra said, if you see a fork in the road, take it. He sits at the fork in the road, and anyone who comes by, he says, give me your money. He gives it. A Pikeach said, who do you think you are? And he starts beating him up. So that's the Yetzer. The Yetzer isn't offering you anything. The Yetzer is garnished. It is garnished. But he looks strong. And the person sees him. He gives him everything. But the Pikeach says, you're nothing. You have to know that. A Yetzer is nothing. Yoel called the Yetzer her Tzfoni. Because it's Safun v'omed b'libo shel Adam. He's inside of a person. The person thinks it's me. It's not me. It's my evil twin who wants it. Not me. Thank you, Tzvi Moshe. That was your mashal, the evil twin. And the way to be mevatel him is to show that he's nothing. Don't identify with him. That's it. Tzvoni achik me'alechem v'idachti v'al eretz tziya v'shmama. Please don't pay any attention to him. He's just trying to bring you down. So we saw that the Yetzer starts when a person is drawn to beauty. Let's look at this. Yofi. When something beautiful, when it's a davar shalom, when it doesn't have a chisaron. If a person has a jacket and it's missing a button, it's not a beautiful jacket. Shakula mamasimos v'shakulayim bahem. There's no chisaron. Everything is matim. And you have trees, and they're all planted symmetrically. That's beautiful. When everything works together, when everything's in the right place, there's shleimus. the Yetzer, whether it's a Yetzer Tov, a Yetzer Hara, is a Ratzon, it's a Dachaf, it's an urge, it's a desire. Yetzer is Meloshin Yetzirah. A person wants to create something, he wants to bring to a Shlemus. He can't take Chisaron. A person writes a book, a Sefer, Mamish 493 pages. Beautiful. But he has a typo. The typo, but I know I've done it before. One typo gets me. Two typos get me double. You want to have Shlemus. Person says a bad Svara, even though everything else is good. Person gives a speech, and everybody comes up and says, "Woo, that was such a good, that was a good talk." One person, Mamish, fell asleep. He was snoring so loud you could barely hear the guy talking. And all he thinks about is the guy who slept. He didn't have a shleimus. There was somebody who found him boring. Or alternatively, didn't sleep much the previous night. But we want shleimus. When you start something, you want to finish it. Closure, they call it today. Sometimes in a different context. But that gives you a feeling of shleimus. We finished. It's over. Closure. The Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov, wants Shlemus and Avodas Hashem. Stark of Chesed, he wants to do everything right. He wants to make people feel good. The Yetzer Hara, ooh, he wants Shlemus in the goof. The word Ra, Ra comes from breaking, from separating. Roa Hisro Eya Haaretz, for Hispora Haaretz, when the earth is broken. That's Ra, like a Sulam Ra'ua. This shaky, broken ladder. The Yetzer Hara breaks a person into little pieces. And he wants that the Shleimus should be in one little thing, one little Hana that's shaykh to the goof. Tov is a Metzias Gedola V'Kolelos V'Arlekim is Kol HaShir Asavin Tov Me'od. It's all encompassing good. That's the true Shleimus. The Yetzer HaTov wants Shleimus in a big way, not in a small way. The Yetzer HaTov doesn't want there to be a chisaron in the world. And therefore he wants to help others. He wants to teach others Torah and mitzvahs. He wants his own shleimus and ruchnius. The Yetzer Hara, just the now, the here, what's fun, what's enjoyable. He breaks up this second from all other seconds. Kina, taiva, kavod. What I'm feeling right now. That's the word Ra. Ra is broken. He breaks up this second from all other seconds. There's no past, there's no future. There's only the here and now. So it's Motzias Adam and Olam. He takes him out of his own world, takes him out of his game. It's not the real him. So now we've defined beauty. That's Shleimus. Yetzer, creation. Tov, something that it's all inclusive. Ra, something that's broken up. So now we understand why the Yetzer Hara is aroused by external beauty. Because he sees this Tavel Einayim and he says, ah, look at this. Look at that beautiful girl. That's right in front of my eyes. She's right here. Everything is great. So he sees this Shleimus in her beauty. But that's all the Ra that's inside of him. That's focusing on something that's not the real her anyway. The real her is the Neshama. Al Tachmod Yofia Belibach, says the king, the wisest of all men, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 25. Person's homemade this yofi. So he wants, the Ra also wants Shlemus, but the Ra wants Shlemus in a very small way. So he sees this very small Shlemus and he goes after it. What does Kohela say? He's the guy, such a guy's in jail. Find a woman to be more bitter than death. Asher mitzudim charamim liba v'asur miyadeh tov l'fnei elokim yimalit mena v'chotei elachei bra, that a person is enmeshed by her. He's trapped by her. He sees this beauty. He sees this little bit of shleimus. And he wants to go get it. Like we explained, the way to be misgaber in this yofi is by elevating the concept of yofi to something bigger. So Chazal say, "Asara kaven yofi yardu l'olam tishna nadla Yerushalayim." Yerushalayim took 9/10 of the beauty of the world. Anish Dayarna Mishapiri Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan says in Bava Metzia, I remain from the beautiful, beautiful people of Yerushalayim. The beauty of Yerushalayim is in its shleimus. Yerushalayim abnuya kiir shechub lo yachdov. The built Yerushalayim kiir shechub lo yachdov, like the city that's combined together. It has a chibur of elyonim and tachtonim. It connects what's above and what's below. It connects all shiftei Yisrael. That's the true beauty. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants. That's the shleimus of beauty. Hanoyva koyach noel tzaddikim, says in Abbas. Esna lefanav b'mitzvus. No doyresh hadras panim. All concepts of beauty. To be beautiful with mitzvus. To have a beautiful holy face. So all of this beauty, that's shleimus. That's all part of godliness, which is a shleimus. So then he's not interested. If you're interested in real beauty, you're not interested in this fleeting beauty. Beauty that's only skin deep. Says that for one sees a Tvar Erva and he doesn't look, he looks away, he's walking down the street and he could look but he doesn't, he's Mekayim Otsav Eina Meroz Bura. So what's his schar? Like the pasuk says, Melech Biofio Techazene Necha Eretz Merchakim. He's Zoch Lahakbil Pnei Hashchina. He'll be able to look at the Melech, at the Malchus, at Shchina, the Shchina Kedosha. Eretz Merchakim, this beautiful view of Maaseh Hashem. This Nazir we spoke about. Reika, Matam, Mizgah, Ba'olam, Sheino, Shalchai. He said to his Yetzer, what are you being Mizgah in a world that's not yours? In the end, you're going to be Rima V'Toleya. I'm shaving off my head. He said, I don't want this broken up beauty. I want what's real. He says, Yosef was Mefatbet B'Yitzer, was Mezalzel in his Yetzer. He says, I want all of this to go to a world of Kedusha. Eov. What does Eov say? Eov says, I didn't look at Estaklis Asur. Bris karati le'enai mazbonin al basula. I made a bris with my eyes. I'm not looking at the basula. How do you make a bris? How do you make a covenant with your eyes? A bris, a covenant, is a keshem mechayev. It's a connection that obligates you. Both members of this covenant have to be connected to each other. That's a true covenant, just like a bris between a husband and a wife, that they're always together no matter what, between Hashem and the Jewish people. Bris beinayim, you make a bris with your eyes, that's the chibur, meaning mechaber, your koach ha'riya to Hashem. To be kover, that all your ri'iyah is going to be a godly ri'iyah. And that's why we have to elevate our ri'iyah, not to go look for the little stuff. If a person makes a bris with his eyes, to make a kashrus between his eyes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can say mas bonin al basula. I'm not interested. What am I looking at a basula for? I'm not interested in the externalities. I want to go deep to the pnimius of beauty. And that's the tachos of the avod of Shmir Seinaya. To change the koach hari'iyah, to alter your koach hari'iyah, and all the concept of beauty, what's real beauty, what's fake beauty. And if a person does this, he'll be able to see what's real beauty. The melech biyofio techazena inecha. Like Chazal say, that a person who's ma'otameda meraz bara, he's zoche in the end to see the malchus, to see the shechina. So we should all be zoche, emirtze Hashem, to be shomer einayim, to be ola maila maila. Toru v'yerushimayim, mitoch simcha v'tuv leva, v'amein v'amein, shalom shalom, sweetest friends.